Adventures on Trains, Sabotage on the Solar Express by M.G. Leonard and Sam Sedgman. Read by Jot Davis. For my son Sebastian, who has an incredible imagination. M.G. Leonard. For my friends Kira, Claire, Emma, Katie, Laura, Nick and Phil. You're the team I'd want most in a crisis. Sam Sedgman. We don't own the land. The land owns us. Aboriginal belief. Chapter 1. Australia.
Life doesn't get better than this, Hal thought as he gazed out of the window at oxblood earth sprouting with wiry shrubs pointing to a cobalt sky.
He was sitting in a leather armchair opposite his favourite uncle in the Outback Explorer Lounge of the GAN. He had a sketchbook on his lap and a pencil in his hand. He didn't need a mystery to solve. This trip was crime-free, and he was having the best summer holiday ever. They'd arrived in Australia 4 days ago, exploring the city of Adelaide while recovering from jet lag. Hal was surprised that the weather wasn't much warmer than it was back in Crewe, until Uncle Nat had explained that in Australia, August was a winter month. They had a packed schedule of sightseeing and train excursions filling all 3 weeks of their trip.
You'll be so busy having your mind blown by the beauty of Australia, Uncle Nat had said, that there'll be no time for detecting.
The day before they'd boarded the GAN, Uncle Nat had taken Hal on a ferry to Kangaroo Island. They had spotted dolphins and seals from the boat. The first page of Hal's sketchbook was covered with pictures of the koalas and kangaroos he had seen in the wildlife park, rescue animals saved from the recent bushfires. Contrary to his dad's joke about everything in Australia being upside down and that Hal would have to walk on his hands to get about, the only thing that he'd found to be topsy-turvy was a pie floater, a delicious meat pie served face down in pea soup. Yesterday, when they'd arrived on Platform 1 of Adelaide's Parklands Terminal, they'd been met by a welcoming committee. The train crew of the GAN, smartly turned out in Australian Akubra hats, were lined up in front of the impressively long silver train, waiting for their passengers. Emblazoned on each carriage was the train's name and the red insignia of a man riding a camel.
"Why a camel?" Hal had asked. "Shouldn't it be a kangaroo?"
"The railway was built using camels," Uncle Nat had replied.
"The name and insignia honours the Afghan camel drivers who first crossed Australia's scorching heartland." "Are you ready for adventure?"
one of the crew had cried. They each introduced themselves, explaining what they did so everyone knew who was looking after them and who was driving the train. The staff were proud to work on one of Australia's famous trains, and their enthusiasm was infectious. One of them blew a whistle.
"All aboard the GAN!"
they all shouted before dispersing along the platform. It had made Hal feel like an intrepid explorer about to set off on an epic journey. Because the GAN was the longest passenger train in the world, Hal and Uncle Nat hadn't had time to visit the twin scarlet locomotives before departure. The train was over 3/4 of a kilometre long, with more than 30 carriages, including a motor rail carriage for cars being transported across Australia. Uncle Nat had reassured Hal that they'd see the locomotives when they arrived in Alice Springs the next day. Once on board the train, Hal found it was divided into areas. Their gold service tickets gave them access to the Outback Explorer Lounge, the Queen Adelaide restaurant, and their compartment with 2 foldaway bunks. As the GAN trundled out of Adelaide, buildings became spaced out. Hal spotted some sheep, but then they were gone. The trees thinned, then disappeared altogether. Foliage faded, and eventually there were more rocks than plants, and greater expanses of rust-coloured earth.
"It looks like Mars," Hal thought as he drew the view.
As the train travelled north, Hal found it increasingly hard to contain his excitement.